Hello, Mr. Teacher. How are you, buddy? So great to hear your voice again. Great energy as always. So you said that I broke the rule again. It's okay, sometimes you have to break the rules if you want to actually become a successful guy. So yeah, start from here. You can break my rules. It's okay. And about the things that you mentioned, of course, we can categorize who is idiot, right? Yeah, some people they come and try to be pessimistic, and they try to actually eat and drain your energy, and they're constantly talking in a negative way, and you sometimes tell yourself, "Ah, come on, enough, enough! I want to do this." So as you mentioned, you wanted to major in teaching. You wanted to be a teacher, but someone showed up and said, "No, there's no money in it. There's nothing in it. So why you want to be a teacher?" So hey, I like to be a teacher. I love to do that. So why not? Yes, exactly. That's great. That's great to hear such a thing from you because I know that you're a great, great teacher. So yeah. If you want to categorize being an idiot, how we can categorize an idiot. Yeah, in one of the categories, you will see this one that you mentioned. The pessimistic guys. So, as I mentioned, some guys they try to come and actually talk really negatively. And in my opinion, a lot of guys actually they come and they wanna verbally bully you. So that's a huge different business. So you have to take care of that business by just ignoring them. And in many cases, it's better to ignore all categories of idiots. It doesn't matter, it's idiot A, B, C, or whatever. You have to actually ignore them, in my opinion. So yeah, you ignore them pretty much well. Yeah, right now you're a good teacher, and I hope that you become a super professional teacher, which people they will come and love you more than now. I am pretty much sure that your students love you, but I hope that they will love you more. So, right, great, great. And can you actually mention some other of your experience? Can you categorize more idiots? And maybe you can share some memories because sometimes you use some funny tones, which is very, very, very good and energetic when I listen to those stuff. So I like you to talk more. Thank you so much.